的意思。
We'll continue to look into Revelation chapter 11.
我们上一次看到主在大灾难的期间兴起两个见证人。
Last time we read that during the Great Tribulation, the Lord will raise up for himself two witnesses.
那这两个见证人，我们没有办法能确定他是哪一些人。
And we are not absolutely sure, though, on who these two witnesses are.
但是我们确实能确定他是在极其艰难的环境里面做神见证的人。
But what we are sure of, that in dire situation, in difficulty, they are those who are witnesses for the Lord.
我们有提过，有些弟兄们，他们推测这几个是历史上曾经出现过的人。
And we have also made mention that there are some brethren who have a theory on who these two are that they have appeared before in history.
但是我们看到，如果是历史上的人重新再来出现的话，是有一些难处。
But as we have mentioned that if they are those in history that are to appear again, there are some difficulties with that.
所以我们不敢肯定他们是谁。
So we cannot be sure who they are.
我们只是照着主自己的话所说明的，就是两个见证人。
But just as according to the Lord's word, that is clear to us, there are two witnesses.
这两个见证人，他有他的特点。
And there are special characteristics of these two witnesses.
他们服侍的那个时间是在大灾难的时期里。
The time frame of their service is in the dire situation of the Great Tribulation.
他们所处的环境是非常不容易的。
And their situation, their circumstances are not easy.
所以圣经这里说到他两个人的时候，他就特别这样提。
And so when the scriptures tell us of these two people, it makes mention of it.
他们就是那两棵橄榄树。
And it says that they are that olive tree.
两个灯台立在世界的主面前的。
And so they are like two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth.
圣经是这样的描写的时候。
And when the Spirit describes this way,
很容易就把我们带到撒加利亚书那里边去。
Very easily it brings us into the book of Zechariah.
因为在撒加利亚书的里边，主让撒加利亚看到两棵橄榄树。
Because in Zechariah, the Lord allows for Zechariah to see two olive trees.
或者说是两枝橄榄枝子。
Or you can say two olive branches.
但是分是从橄榄树上面上来的。
But they come from an olive tree.
那里有一个灯台。
And there was a candlestick there.
那显然这里所提的和撒加利亚书上所提的不完全一样。
So very evidently, what is mentioned in Zechariah and what's mentioned here in Revelation is not completely the same.
但是却有一样是很一致的。
But there is something that is very similar.
那就是在极其艰困的日子的里边。
That is in difficult days.
做了神的见证。
That they have become the testimony of God.
一面是让神得着供应。
On the one hand, it is so that God would have the provision.
另一面也让人得着照明。
And on the other hand, it is so that man can be enlightened.
在撒加利亚书里面说到那个橄榄树的时候，就说他们流出那些油。
And so in Zechariah, when it mentions about those olive trees, it says that they flow forth the oil.
一直流到就是流到灯台的那个灯盏上。
And that the oil will flow all the way to the lampstand.
然后灯台就在那里支撑着那个灯盏发光。
And so it is thus then the oil flowing to the lampstand that would support for the light of the lampstand.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这两个见证人在大灾难的时期里边，他们也显出这样的功用。
It is also this way that these two witnesses manifest their function during the Great Tribulation.
环境是很难。
Yes, the situation is difficult.
但是他们站在神的面前和站在人的当中，就显出了他们的功用。
But as they stand before God in the midst of men, they manifest their function.
作为橄榄树，那是显出高油的供应。
As olive trees, they manifest the provision of oil.
作为灯台乃是人的照明。
And to be a lampstand, they are a provision to enlighten man.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那这两个人。
So these two people.
他们非常非常的有能力。
They have great power.
他们在完全敌对的环境的里头， 他们仍然为着神的名字在那里宣告神的作为。
And in these days of great opposition, they are still there standing firm to proclaim of the work of God.
那他们有一个很突出的地方。
And so there's a special point about them.
就是叫水成了血。
And so that they will turn the water into blood.
他们在那里随时可以使用权柄叫那些抵挡神的人受到对付。
And they have the power to allow for those who oppose God to be dealt with.
那我们读到这里的时候我们就要注意了。
And so when we read here, we have to pay attention.
这一段话
These words
是给我们大概的去领会大灾难的这一段时期里边的一般的情形。
It gives us a general understanding of the general situation of the days of the Great Tribulation.
我先插出去说几句这样的话。
Let me go aside first to say a few words.
启示录最难读就是从十一章开始。
The most difficult part of reading Revelation begins with chapter 11.
一直到十九章。
All the way to chapter 19.
那这几章是非常非常难读的。
Now these few chapters are very hard, difficult to read.
它难读的原因在哪里呢？
Where does the difficulty lie?
它是在同一个时期里边，不同环境、不同那个事情所发生的那些历史的经过。
It is because during the same time period, with different situations and different events, that they proceed at the same time.
如果主不怜悯我们，叫我们整理出他们的这一大段的记载里头的那些话的彼此当中的关系。
Now, if the Lord hath mercy upon us, that we can arrange accurately and correctly the relationship these words have with one another.
我们就会越读越糊涂了。
Otherwise, then the more we read, the more confused we are.
越读越迷乱了。
The more lost we feel.
许多人很怕读启示录，其实不是在前面那个部分，也不是在最末了的那个部分。
That many fear to read Revelation, actually not from the beginning or the end of it.
而是在当中这一个部分。
But it's in the midst of these chapters.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们先肯定了一个事实。
Let us be sure of one thing.
从十一章一直到十九章。
From chapter 11 to chapter 19.
所有事情所发生的时间都是在那大灾难的时期里。
That the time period of all the events that take place in these chapters are during the Great Tribulation.
就是在那四十二个月里。
It is within those 42 months.
一千二百六十日里。
1260 days.
一灾两灾半灾里。
One time and a half again.
所以不管你从哪一个单位来看这段时间。
So regardless of which period you look at it,
都是三年半。
It is 3.5 years.
这一段的事情是发生在这个三年半的时期里。
That all these things take place in those 3.5 years.
在时间上是因为不同的事实，所以就你有些时候是在重叠的里边的。
And so, in the time frame, it is difficult to understand because they overlap each other.
如果不能把这个重叠的时间分出来的话，那我们就觉得这个事情怎么办？
And so if we cannot get out of that situation of the overlap, then we cannot understand it.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的灵亲自给我们说明这些事情发生的时间就是在这一段时候里。
That the Spirit of God tells us personally that these things take place during that period of time.
那在这三年半的里。
And so in these 3.5 years,
这两个见证人是用着神的权柄在那里宣告神的作为。
These two witnesses uses the power of God to proclaim the work of God.
而一个极其明显的意思就是。
And the utmost meaning of that is,
虽然是在大灾难的时期里，
Though it be in the time of the Great Tribulation,
我们的神还没有完全的关上人回转归上他的门。
Our God has yet to completely close the door for those who are willing to repent and return to him.
所以才有这两个见证人出来。
Therefore, that's why these two witnesses come forth.
过一些时候我们还再看见还有天使出来。
Even later on, we see that the angels will come forth.
那这些事情都是发生在那三年半的里。
And so all these things take place during the 3.5 years.
这两个见证人他们 服侍的时间是整整的三年半。
And the service of these two witnesses are these 3.5 years.
因为那里已经很明确的说到1260天。
Because there it clearly states that it is 1260 days.
但是很特别的一点。
But it's a special point.
我们看到这两个见证人。
We see these two witnesses.
他们活的时候是神的见证。
That when they're living, they're the witnesses of God.
他们死了还是神的见证。
But yet in their death, they are still His witnesses.
这个是两个见证人一个很明显的特点。
And that's a very special point of these two witnesses.
那么现在我们就要先来看一看。
And so let us first see.
既然在他们的传道的那个日子里头啊，他们特别一个有一个权柄，就叫水变成血。
And so in the days of the prophecy, they have a special power to turn the water into blood.
那这个事情发生在哪一个时候的记载里呢？
And so where does this event take place? In what time?
那先请弟兄姊妹翻到16章。
Now brothers and sisters, turn with me to chapter 16.
我们看到十六章的时候
When we see chapter 16,
我们就了解到这一点 这一件事了
Then we see this one thing
那十六章 就是第七个号吹过引出七个碗
And this is in chapter 16 after the seventh trumpet sounded that brings forth the seven bowls
而这七个碗也开始显明它的内容
and also these seven bowls would manifest the content
那弟兄姊妹看看第三节
Now,
就是第二个碗
brothers and sisters if you pay attention to the chapter, verse 3 which is the second bowl
第二位天使把碗倒在海里海就变成血好像死人的血海中的活物都死了
and the second angel poured out his bowl upon the sea and it became as the blood of a dead man and every living soul died in the sea
第四节
Verse 4.
第三位天使把碗倒在江河与众水的泉源里，水就变成血了。我听见掌管众水的天使说：“实在今在的圣者啊，你这样判断是公义的。他们曾流圣徒与先知的血，现在你给他们血喝，这是他们所该受的。”
And the third angel poured out his bowl upon the rivers and fountains of the waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because Thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and Thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy.
No, 这个第二碗、第三碗就是大灾难里边的所发生的事情。
And so these second and third bowls are the things that take place during the Great Tribulation.
这两个碗都是叫水变成血
and these two bowls will cause the water to turn to blood
这两个碗一到的时候全地的水都成了血
and when these two bowls are poured forth then all the water of the world will turn into blood
那么他们这十六章的记载就是说天使一个碗一个碗的倒出来
and so in chapter 16 it records for us that one by one the angels pour out the bowls
但是你看到倒第二碗的时候，倒第三碗的时候
，But you can see when the second one is poured out and the third one is poured out，
他们是按照那个次序这样来进行。
That it takes place according to this order。
但是这七个碗是倒在三年半的里头啊。
But these three bowls are poured throughout this 3.5 year span。
那么所以不是说第一个碗倒下来了以后，马上就倒第二个碗。
So that's not to say that after the second bowl immediately follows the third one.
倒了第二个碗，马上又倒第三个碗。
And so the third one does not immediately follow the second one.
我们能领会是一个碗与一个碗的当中还是有一些时间的分开的
and so we should have this understanding that between each bowl there is a space of time
但是我们现在就要来注意了
but now we have to pay attention then
有没有这个可能
is that possible
第二碗第三碗他们倒下来的时间就是根据这两个见证人使用权柄的时候
that these second and third bowls are poured out according to the power of these two witnesses
当然我们不敢说一定 是有
Of course we dare not say that it's absolutely true
但是我们也不能说完全没有这种可能
But we cannot either say absolutely that it's not possible
因为弟兄姊妹你留意。
Because brothers and sisters, if you pay attention.
如果要把血变成血，要把水变成血。
Now, in order for the water to turn to blood.
其实用一个碗就可以了。
In fact, you can just use one bowl.
但是我们看到却是分成两个碗来执行。
But we can see that it's executed with two bowls.
头一个碗专门是在海的那个范围里面来显出。
What was manifest is function on the boundary of the seas.
第三个碗是在地的一切的水源上面显出功用。
And the third one manifests the function upon the rivers and fountains of water on earth.
那为什么有这样的区别呢？
Why is there this difference?
当然我们没有办法能很清楚。
Of course we cannot know clearly.
但是其中的确是有这个可能。
But in the midst of that, there is this possibility.
当这两个见证人在那里传讲神的话的时候，
that is when these two witnesses are there prophesying the word of God.
人仍然用那个抵挡的心态来对付他们。
Man's attitude toward them is still very opposing.
那神就让他们使用权柄，让水变成血。
So God allows for them to use their power to turn the water into blood.
那这是在大灾难的开头。那一段时间发生的事。
And that takes place during the beginning time of the Great Tribulation.
当然这两个人他们所显明的权柄不单是只有这一样。
And of course, that is not the only power that these two witnesses have.
但是这一样却是很特别的给点明出来。
But this point is specially pointed out for us.
那这样我们就留意一件事。
Then we can pay attention to one thing.
在这三年半的里边。
And these 3.5 years.
这两个见证人凭着神的权柄，也用着神自己的话，在那里劝告快要走到灭亡里面的世界。
Now these two witnesses, by the power of God and with the word of God, they encourage the world that is about to go into destruction.
但是这个堕落了的世界，到了那一个时候。却没有一点点回转的心意。
But yet this fallen world at that time does not have even a little bit of repentance.
尽管他们用很厉害的那些带出很厉害的那个灾难来。
Though great tribulations were brought about.
人的心就是那样的刚硬。
Man's heart was still so hardened.
一直维持了这三年，差不多三年半的时间。
Even to the point of almost of these 3.5 years.
然后弟兄姊妹注意了。
And then brothers and sisters, pay attention.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他们做完见证的时候。
After the testimony is over.
什么时候呢？
When is that?
不是1260天。
It is not 1260 days.
可能是1250天。
It could be 1250 days.
当然也可能是1255天。
It could be 1255 days.
但是无论如何，是到了大灾难的末期。
But nevertheless, it is at the end of the Great Tribulation.
因为他们那个时候，他们的见证才做完。
Because it is at that time that they finished the testimony.
因为起头的时候，弟兄姊妹你看到了。
Because at the beginning, you can see, brothers.
神给他们那个托付是在那1260天的里边传神的道。
What God has entrusted to them is that in that 1260 days they preach the word of God.
所以他们服侍的时间一定是在这个期限的里头。
And so the time of their service would be limited to that time frame.
他们不可能在这个时间以前完成他们的见证。
That they cannot finish the testimony before that time span.
他们也不会越过这一个时间来继续做见证。
And they will not surpass that time frame to continue their testimony.
因为神给他们1260天。
Because God has given them 1260 days.
那就是1260天。
And that's it.
但是说到他们见证完成的时候呢，
But when they finish the testimony,
那显然那就是这1260天快完了。
That is very apparently that these 1260 days is about up.
在这一个时候，
At that time,
就发生一件事了。
Something happened.
那第七节，
Verse 7,
他们做完见证的时候，那从无底坑里上来的兽必与他们交战。
And when they shall finish the testimony, the beast from that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them,
并且得胜把他们杀了。
And shall overcome them and kill them.
在这1260天的末了，
And so at the end of these 1260 days,
从无底坑上来的一个兽 就与他们征战，并且杀了他们。
The beast that shall ascend from the bottomless pit will war against them and prevail against them and kill them.
那这个釜底坑上来的兽是谁？
And so who is this beast from the bottomless pit?
那这个我们就要确定了。
So we have to be sure of that.
为什么他有那么大的权柄？
Why is it that the beast has so great a power?
也有那么大的能力？
And that great might.
可以把这两个神的见证人来杀掉。
That they can kill these two witnesses of God.
因为这两个见证人他们所显明的能力已经是很大。
Because the power that these two witnesses have is very great.
现在跑出来这一个兽。
But now this beast that comes out.
好像比他们更大。
It seems like he is greater than them.
那他是谁？
Who is he?
那弟兄姊妹们，第一个问题我们要解决的。
Brothers and sisters, the first question we need to answer.
不是这一个兽，它的能力、权力比那两个见证人更大。
It is not that the issue that this beast has greater power and might than these two witnesses.
他们不可能比这两个见证人有更大的能力。
The beast will not have greater power than these two witnesses.
但是你说，既然他们不能，他不比这个两个兽，两个见证人更有能力，那他怎么能杀掉这两个见证人？
And so you might question, if the beast does not have greater power than these two witnesses, how can the beast kill them?
答案是非常简单。
The answer is very simple.
因为神给这两个见证人的时候满足了。
It is because the time that God has given these two witnesses are filled.
神给他们两个人安排的那一个过程就是这样。
The process which God has given to these two
has
just in the due time when our Lord was crucified.
你说我们的主真的软弱到那样的一个地步，人家钉他十字架，他不能脱离吗？
Do you say that our Lord is weak to a point that when others are to crucify him, he cannot escape?
不是。
No.
那是因为神的安排是这样。
It is because that's the arrangement made by God.
所以我们的主就按照神的安排任凭人用最残酷的方法来对待他。
And so our Lord has, according to the arrangement of God, has allowed for man to deal with him with the cruel punishment.
那这样看来，
So when we see it that way,
那这个兽是谁？
Then who is this beast?
前面没有提到这个兽。
And before did not mention about this beast.
那后面就有提到他了。
Later he is mentioned.
那我们来看看。
Now let us take a look.
在什么地方说到他？
Where is he mentioned?
我们翻到第十三章。
Chapter 13.
那十三章一开头就说到有一个兽从海里上来。
And at the beginning of chapter 13, it says a beast rises up out of the sea.
这一个兽是从海里上来的，就不是十一章里边所说的这一个。
And so this beast rose up out of the sea, not the one mentioned in chapter 11.
那我们先提了。
Now let us first mention.
这个从海里上来的兽，我们以后读到它的时候，我们才详细看看它。但是我们先点出来，这一个是假基督。
And so, this beast that rises out of the sea will go into detail when we read here, but first we say this beast is the false Christ.
或者说是就是敌基督的本人。
Or we can say it is the Antichrist himself.
然后十一节。
And then chapter, verse 11.
我们又看见另外一个兽。
We see another beast.
我又看见另一个有一个兽从地中上来。
And I beheld another beast coming out up of the earth.
从地里出来的。
He came up out of the earth.
这个就是从无底坑出来的那个兽。
And so this beast is the beast that came from the bottomless pit.
那这个兽是谁呢？
And who is this beast?
那以后我们再详细看，现在我们点它点出来它是谁。
Later we'll go into detail, but now we'll just point it out.
这个是假先知。
This is the false prophet.
那我们在这里先提一提也好。
We can just make mention here.
将来撒旦要显明他的权势的，好像是很有很不得了的。 时候
，in the future when Satan is to manifest his power seemingly very great，
它是怎么显出来的呢
？How would that be manifested？
那弟兄姊妹，你记得
？Brothers and sisters, you remember？
一切从撒旦来对付神的事情，它都是假冒神，或者说显明出来像神。
And so all the things from Satan to deal against God, he would imitate God. It would seem to be like God.
神是三而一的神。
Because God is the triune God.
父子圣灵。
The Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
那将来撒旦要显明他在地的权势的时候。
And so in the days to come when Satan is to manifest his power on earth,
他也借用这个三而一的形象。
So he will also try to borrow this form of a three in one.
No. 龙,
the dragon.
撒旦本身,
that is Satan himself.
另外一个兽,
and another beast.
就刚才我们所说的那个鼻基督这个兽,
that beast we mentioned, which is the Antichrist.
那好像就要代替神儿子的地位啊。
It seems like he is to take the place of the Son of God.
然后再出来一个假先知。
And then a false prophet will also appear.
这个假先知很有能力的。
And this false prophet has great power.
能迷惑外国的。
And he can deceive all nations.
也能行神的许多的神迹奇事。
And he can perform great things and miracles.
他就代替了那个圣灵的地位。
And so he tries to take the place of the Holy Spirit.
所以在将来撒旦要显明他的权势的时候，也是透过这个三而一的那一个现象。
And so in the future, when Satan wants to manifest his power, he also tries to borrow this form of three in one.
但是这些都是假冒。
But that is all false.
都是伪装。
That is fake.
撒旦就是龙。
Because Satan is the dragon.
那一个兽就是假基督。
And that beast is the Antichrist.
另外一个就是假先知。
And the other one is the false prophet.
那现在这一个现在呢？你看到。
And so now you see.
从地里面出来的那一个，从那个无底坑上来的那个兽，必与他交战。
And so this beast that will come from the bottomless pit will war against them.
那弟兄姊妹要注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这个兽是不是，这个假先知是不是一直等到这1260天到末了的时候，他才从地里出来呢。
Now then, pay attention. This beast, who is the false prophet, would he wait till the end, the 1260 days before he comes out?
常常启示录叫我们感觉有点迷乱的，就是这些记载的那个次序上面没有掌握的。
And many times we seem to be confused with Revelation is because we have not grasped accurately the timeline.
他头一次在记载上给出现是在11章。
The first time it was recorded that the beast appears is chapter 11.
但是说到他怎么出现却是在13章。
But then it goes into chapter 13 before it describes to us how he came forth.
那我们就感觉有点为难了。
And so we find it difficult.
究竟他是在十一章里十一章的时候他是从哪什么时候出来的
And so from chapter 11 then we question when did he come out where
是在1260天的起头出来还是在结束的时候才出来的
And so did he come out at the beginning of these 1260 days or at the end of these 1260 days
那弟兄姊妹，以后我们读到十三章的时候，我们就知道。
So brothers and sisters, when we read chapter 13, we'll know.
在这1260天的开头，他就已经出来。
Even from the beginning of these 1260 days, he came out.
但是因为神给的那两个见证人的时间没有到。
But because the time that God has given to these two witnesses has yet to be full,
他不能奈何那两个见证人。
He cannot do anything to these two witnesses.
但现在到了。两个见证人的服事完毕了。
But now when the testimony has finished,
神给他们的托付他们做完了。
They have done what God has entrusted them to do.
在这样的一个时候。
And at that time,
这一个假先知他才有条件来显出力量来对付这两个见证人。
This false prophet then has the power to manifest his authority to deal with these two witnesses.
整个三年半的里头，他不住的在那里与这两个见证人对抗。
Throughout the 3.5 years, he continues to oppose these two witnesses.
但是他不能胜过 这两个见证人。
But he cannot overcome these two witnesses.
他到了这三年半的末了。
But at the end of these 3.5 years,
神要带着这两个见证人进入另一个阶段的见证。
God will lead these two witnesses to enter another stage of their testimony.
所以那个假先知就好像发威了。
So it seems like that false prophet has power.
跟两个见证人征战也杀掉了这两个见证人。
That they can war against these two witnesses and overcome and kill them.
好了。
Now,
我们现在注意这个事情怎么发展了。
Let us pay attention how this develops.
那第八节，这两个见证人的尸首就倒在大城的街上。
And so, verse 8 then, and their body shall lie in the street of the great city.
这里又有很多事情我们要留意。
Here, there are a lot of things we need to pay attention to as well.
弟兄姊妹记得，我这里是说了大灾难时候的一般的情形。
Because here, again, it mentions about the general situation of the Great Tribulation.
所谓一般的情形就是那个属灵的光景。
So this general situation is the spiritual condition at the time.
借着属灵的光景，他们发展到什么时候，在什么地方？那我们慢慢从经文里边去找出他那个真相出来。
And so these spiritual conditions, where they appear and how they appear, to what condition, we will find the truth from the scriptures.
那这两个见证人的尸首就倒在城里的街道上。
And so the dead bodies of these two witnesses lie in the street of the great city.
这个城是什么城？
What is this city?
他说这个城叫做索多玛。
It says the city is named Sodom.
按照灵意来说，叫做索多玛。
Now, in a spiritualized way, it is called Sodom.
又叫做埃及。
And also Egypt.
你说是索多玛就是索多玛，是埃及就是埃及，怎么可以又是埃及又是索多玛？
Now you say if it is Sodom, it is Sodom. If it is Egypt, it is Egypt. How can it be both Sodom and Egypt?
这就是常常叫我们有点迷乱的地方。
And so this will cause us to be confused.
城是一个城。
It's one city.
但是它却是有两个事实。
But there are two facts to it.
一个是索多玛的事实。
One is the fact of Sodom.
一个是埃及的事实。
One is the fact of Egypt.
还有一个。
And another.
他说这两个城，这两这这这叫这两个名字的城啊。
Now this city with two names.
就是我他们的主钉十字架的地方。
Where also our Lord was crucified.
这就是耶路撒冷了。
That's Jerusalem then.
那怎么可以一个城里面有这样的光景呢？
How can one city have this condition?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意，
Let us pay
attention. 圣灵在这里明明告诉你说的。
The Holy Spirit clearly tells you.
地方是一个
There's one place.
但是按照灵意就有这些东西
But spiritually there are these things that appear.
甚至很多人读圣经的时候绝对的拒绝灵意
And so many of those who read the scriptures many of them oppose spiritually.
这是神学院的杰作
And that is the work of the seminaries.
几乎没有到现在为止几乎没有哪一个神学院能接受灵意
And there are not many seminaries today that will accept spiritualizing.
我们不是说灵异是可以随便用。
We do not say that you can casually spiritualize.
但是我们也不能说灵异是不可以用。
But we do not say you cannot use spiritualize.
因为有很多的事物，我们的主。在启示的时候他就是把一个灵意隐藏在里头
because in some matters when our Lord reveals he hides them spiritually
您说完全要把灵意拿掉的话弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters if you say you have to completely take out the spiritual meaning of it
这样读神的话就永远读不到神的心意的
then if you read the word of God that way you will never read into the heart of God
他们只能读出的历史但是却不能读出神的心意
they can read the history of it but they cannot read out to the heart of God
因为他们只能读出一个现象却不能读出神在那里要表达这是什么
because they can only read the phenomenon of the appearance but they cannot read into what God wants to express
我们不随便用灵意
Now we do not use spiritualize easily
不是说什么都可以灵意
It is not that you can spiritualize everything
神的话已经说得清清楚楚了，你就不需要用灵异。
If the word of God is very, very clear already, you do not need to spiritualize.
你要用上灵异的时候，反倒把神的话弄迷。
And if you do so, when it's so clear, you would, on the contrary, confuse it.
但是神的话发表出来的时候，明明叫我们看到很隐藏的。
What? But when the word of God is manifested in a way that will show us hiddenly, or it is a little abstract,
你就晓得,
then you realize,
这个模糊啊,
you realize this dimness
里面就是隐藏着有神的意思在,
hides the meaning of God there.
在这样的情形的底下, 你非要用灵异不可。
Under that situation, you must spiritualize it.
像这里就是一个很明显的例子。
Just like here, it is a very clear example.
你读那个字面的意思。
Even when you read the surface of the word,
明明是指着耶路撒冷。
It clearly points at Jerusalem.
是他们的主给钉十字架的地方。
It is where our Lord was crucified.
但是他又不叫耶路撒冷。
But yet it is not called Jerusalem.
他就叫索多玛。
Yet it is called Sodom.
他叫埃及。
And Egypt.
那是怎么回事？
What meaning is that?
那这就牵连到一个非常宽广的一些历史的事实在里面。
So that has to do with a very broad history there.
那弟兄姊妹呢？现在我们又回到时间的那个因素上面去。
Now, brothers and sisters, again we return to the factor of time.
这两个见证人被杀的时候是什么时候？
What time was it when these two witnesses was killed?
是那三年半快结束的时候。
It is near the end of these 1260 days.
那在三年半快结束的时候。
Now before these 1260 days ended.
地上的那个历史是发展到一个什么的光景呢？
The history of this world, how has it developed into?
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很显然。
Apparently,
你看到,
you can see,
这一个时候,
at this time,
到第七晚的时候,
it is at the time of the seventh bowl.
那我们看看到第七晚的时候,
now, let us first look at that, what situation it is at the seventh bowl.
请翻到十六章,
if you turn to chapter 16,
十六章那里, 第十七节就是到第七个晚。
Now, verse 17 there, it was poured out the seventh bowl.
第七个碗倒了出来以后,
and after it was poured out,
你就听到在神的宝座那里就说成了。
You hear a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done.
留意十八节开始了。
Verse 18, pay attention.
又有闪电声音、雷轰、大地震，自从地上有人以来，没有这样大、这样厉害的地震。那大城列为三段，列国的城也都倒塌了。
Verses 18 and 19, it says, And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as were not since man was upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到？
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在第七个碗倒下来的时候，
When the seventh bowl was poured out,
就有那个真的是非常土全地的大地震。
There is a very great earthquake upon this earth.
我们用今天的话来讲吧。
We use today's words.
那个震源是在耶路撒冷。
Now the epic center is in Jerusalem.
然后全地都受这个震波的影响。
And the whole earth felt the shock of this earthquake.
那为什么在这一个时候发生这件事呢？
Why was it at this time that happened?
这一件事情是发生在第六晚以后。
Because this happened after the sixth bowl.
那第六晚是什么呢？
And what is the sixth bowl?
第六晚就是哈米吉多顿的那个大战。
And because the sixth bowl is the battle of Armageddon.
那我现在轻轻把那个事情提一提，以后我们读到那里的时候才比较详细的去巡查一下。
Now, I'll lightly mention it here. When we get into it, we'll go into it in detail.
那第六晚倒下来的时候，
After the sixth bowl has been poured out,
那就引出了全地的人都在敌基督的耸动的底下来集中去攻打以色列民。
And so after the sixth bowl was poured out under the leading of the Antichrist, that all the nations rose up together to attack the people of Israel.
这是从第六晚的时候我们看到的。
We see that from the sixth bowl.
那么这个攻城的情形呢？
Now this attack.
他们那个主力战场就是在哈米吉多顿。
Now their main battlefield is in the place of Armageddon.
那在哈米吉多顿的这一个这一场战役的里面，以色列没办法抵抗了。
Now in this battle of Armageddon, the Israelites cannot oppose them.
所以他们就从以色列平原那里就往回退。
And so from the plain of Israel, they retreated back.
一直退回耶路撒冷，就困守在耶路撒冷。
And they retreated into Jerusalem, and they defended and was surrounded there in Jerusalem.
那列国的军队也是跟踪而来，把整个耶路撒冷都围困起来了。
And so the opposing nations also came, followed them, and surrounded the city of Jerusalem.
那时候他们继续在攻打。
And there they continued to attack.
以色列人拼死也不投降。
And so even to death, the Israelites would not surrender.
所以战争是非常的激烈。
So the battle was very fierce.
当然全地的势力来对付一个以色列，以色列怎样是没办法撑得住的。
Of course, for all nations to rise up to deal with Israel, they cannot stand.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到现最中东这方面的那些时事啊，从上一个世纪开始吧。
And so you can say from the last century, if you focus on the events taking place in the Middle East,
你一直看到朝着这个方向发展。
You can see it is all heading toward this direction.
如果我们回顾过去的历史，
if we reflect on past history,
你看到，
you can see
前苏联，
the former Soviet Union
要控制以色列的。
Was there wanting to control Israel?
但是以色列不卖账。
But Israel wasn't willing.
所以在前上一个世纪，你看见以色列一直是站在西方的阵营这一边的。
And so you can see from the last century, the Israelites were standing toward the Westerners.
以英美这两个国家为首，是一直维护。表面上来说。
And so on the surface, you can see both England and the U.S. on the surface are them there protecting Israel.
但是政治的内幕，慢慢慢慢给人看见，英美也不是真的是维护以色列，不过是因为以色列对他们有利益。
But when you see as the political agenda unfolds, the England and the U.S. is not really there protecting Israel, but because Israel has a benefit to them.
那弟兄姊妹可以很明显的看到一
点。So brothers and sisters, you can clearly see one thing.
从石油头一次禁运的时候开始。
At the beginning, when the oil petroleum was imported,
西方这些国家对以色列的那一个同情啊。就慢慢慢慢的退烧了。
Then you can see then the Western nations and their commitment or their help to Israel has retreated.
以前法国什么时候都站在以色列这一边呢？
Previously, France was always standing on the side of Israel.
现在法国几乎是根本不理睬以色列。
Now you can almost say France does not pay attention to Israel.
前苏联已经垮掉了，我们不说。
And so because the former Soviet Union has dispersed, so we won't get into that.
德国对以色列是有保留的。到现在还是比较扶持以色列。
And so now seemingly England and the US still seems to support Israel.
但是那个扶持的程度明显是比从前降低很多了。
But the degree of that support also is very apparently less than what is before.
当然你可以说这个是石油做的怪。
And of course you can blame that on the petroleum.
但是慢慢慢慢你就看到
But gradually you can see
这一个西方国家对以色列的那一种情分呢越来越减弱了
The feelings of the Western nations toward Israel is decreasing
一直等到主来主再来的时候
To the day when our Lord returns
全地的人
The whole, all the nations
包括现在支持以色列的
including those which would support Israel today. They will stand on the side of the Antichrist. And so the Antichrist would say, we will rise up and deal with Israel. And so all the nations came together. And on the plain, they will start the battle. And so as the battle turns to Jerusalem,
从撒加利亚书上弟兄姊妹你就看到
From Zechariah, brothers and sisters, you can see
以色列也不能支撑得太久
Israel cannot hold any longer
所以耶路撒冷城也给攻破了
And so even the city of Jerusalem was subdued
三分二的地方已经给联军攻下了
And two-thirds of the place was taken over occupied by the nation
只剩下三分一
Only a third is left
但是以色列人还是不投降
But yet the Israelites would not surrender
他们还是在那里拼
They are still there fighting
那么结果最在最危急最危急的时候
And so in their most dire situation in their crisis
剩下的人
Those who are left
就想起他们祖先的神。
They remember the God of their ancestors.
他们那时还不认识我们的主。
At that time, they did not know our Lord.
他们那时还没有忘记他们祖宗的神。
But they did not forget the God of their forefathers.
所以他们就转过来仰望神。
So they returned and looked to God.
神就让我们的主来到地上。
And God has then allowed for our Lord to come on earth.
那所以当我们的主从空中料理完教会的一些事情
And so when our Lord has finished with all the things to do with the church in the air
就带领教会降临到地上
He will come descend upon the earth with the church
到地上的时候是他脚在橄榄山
And when he descends he will set foot on the Mount of Olives
那个时候橄榄山就分裂成了两半
And at that time Mount Olivet will be separated into two halves
一半往南一半往北
And one, it will be separated into the south and one to the north. And how can this mountain separate? It is because of that great earthquake. In Zechariah it says, and now Revelation it says the same. And so when the Mount of Olives separates from north and south, there would be a great way out.
那些以色列剩下的人就从这个路来的逃跑
And so then those who are left of the Israelites would escape from this great way
就在那个时候用降临的荣光把列国的军队连同敌基督敌先敌基督假先知这一批人都完全的来给他们一个结束
And it was also at that time that the Lord would put to the end the Antichrist, the false prophet and all the nations together with the glorious descent And so, brothers and sisters, you can see then, when these two witnesses, and so that their body shall lie in the streets for 3.5 days. Where? In Jerusalem. Which is also called Sodom and Egypt in this place.
为什么这个地方有这三重的关联呢?
Why is it that this place has these three relationships?
那弟兄姊妹们你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
说到索多玛,
when you mention about Sodom,
指着道德上的堕落到了极处。
That mentions to us about how the corrupt, that the morality has fallen to the utmost.
说到埃及
When you mention about Egypt
那就是说到一个宗教的世界
That speaks of a religious world
因为埃及是多神教的顶明显的
Because Egypt manifests to us one that worships many gods
也是拒绝神而困扰神的百姓
And they're also the people that would reject God and would oppose God
那所以弟兄姊妹们从所以他说从灵异上面来说
And so which spiritually
这个城叫做索多玛
The city is called Sodom
这个城又叫做埃及
And Egypt
那弟兄姊妹接着说到在那一个时候
So that tells us at that time
人的道德已经落到一个 不能再低的地步。
It tells us then at that time man's morality has fallen to the utmost, cannot get any lower.
同时人所有的一切所谓敬虔都不过是一些宗教的疑问。
And all piousness that man may have, all piety that man may have is only a religious fervency.
那全地都成了这个样子。
And so all the world has come to this point.
你说他们怎么能接受两个见证人的见证？
And so in that situation, how can they accept the testimony of these two witnesses?
你说这些人怎么能接受神做他们的管理？
How can the people accept God's sovereignty by these two people?
所以他们就跟那两个见证人对抗。
So they war against these two witnesses.
那结果神的时候到了。
So as a result, God's time
came. 这两个见证人就给杀了。
And these two witnesses was killed.
这两个人见证人给杀了以后。
And when these two witnesses were killed,
你看那个引出来的一些什么的景象。
You can see what phenomena that shows us.
全地都有人来看他们的尸首。
All the earth came to look upon the dead bodies.
而全地的人都为着这两个人被杀很高兴。
And they rejoice over them.
高兴到一个地步，彼此送礼物。
And they rejoice that they would give gifts to one another.
他们心里大概是这样想。
In their hearts, they would be thinking this way.
天天啰嗦我们，天天在那里说神要惩治我们，要处理我们的那两个家伙给杀了。
And so now these two people that will always say that God will come and punish us, now they're killed.
再没有人来烦我们了。
No one will come and bother us anymore.
我们从今以后可以舒舒畅畅的过日子。
And so now we can spend our days happily and be merry.
比如说你看当时就是这两个先知或者这两位见证人他们被杀，全地都好像欢腾起来。
And so when these two witnesses were killed, the whole earth rejoiced and were merry.
这一个欢腾是说出什么？
And so this rejoicing, what does that tell us?
说出全地的人已经到了一个地步，没有给神留下一丝一毫的地位。
It tells us that the whole earth has not given a little bit any space to God.
这是什么？
What is that?
这是第一印的果效。
That is the fruit of the first seal.
第一印的那一匹白马所做的果效一直存留到这个三年半的末后。
And so the fruit of that first seal by done what is done by that white horseremains to even the last days of these 3.5 years.
但是很有意思。
But what is very meaningful,
当他们很高兴很高兴的时候,
when they were so rejoicing and making merry,
神却叫这两个见证人从死里复活。
But yet, God raised these two witnesses from the dead.
那在他们复活的时候,
and so when they were risen,
那就是说他们死掉了三天半。
That is, after they have died for 3.5 days,
这里面也有一点意思。
Now there's some meaning to this.
我不知道对不对。
I don't know if it's correct.
不过我交通给弟兄姊妹们，你们看看。
But I'll share it to brothers and sisters, and you consider.
他们不许他们在三天半的这个时间以前去埋葬。
Now they suffer not to put them in graves before these 3.5 days.
为什么是三天半？
Why is it 3.5 days?
为什么不等到四天？
Why is it not 4 days?
为什么是三天半？
Why is it 3.5 days?
为什么不允许他们埋葬呢？
And suffer not them to put them in graves.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面很可能。
Brothers and sisters, there is very possible.
这个假先知啊，他就说啊，
this false prophet would say,
他们这两个人他们说是从神来的。
These two people say they're from God.
他们又为神传出神心里的话。
And they would preach the word of God.
那么很可能，
so very possibly,
他又像以前他们的主那样说是 死了以后三天复之后复活。
That they may have said, as their Lord previously, after they have died for 3.5 days, they will be risen.
我们就不给他复活的机会。
And so they would say then, if they say that, we would not let them have that chance.
他们的主是三天以后复活。
Their Lord was risen after 3 days.
大概他们要能复活，也只能在三天了。
And so, if they are to be risen, it would be within those 3 days.
所以我们一直要盯着他们的尸体。
So we have to look upon their dead bodies.
不然有人把他偷去就说他们复活。
So they would not be stolen away and say he has risen.
这是马太福音里面所记载的当时大祭司们他们所做的那个计谋啊。
And so that is mentioned to us in Matthew of the scheme of the great, the high priest at that time.
他们对照主三天复活。
And so the Lord would be risen after 3 days.
他们就说三天半。不给他们埋葬。
And so we would not bury them for 3.5 days.
那过了这三天半，他们不能活的话，那他们就是永远不能活。
And so if they would not live after those 3.5 days, they will never live again.
他们就不能再骗人了。
Then they cannot deceive anymore.
哪里晓得
？But
骗人的不是这两个见证人。
These two witnesses did not lie.
骗人是那个假先知。
But it's the false prophet.
那过了这三天半。
So after these 3.5 days,
从神那里就有生气来。
From the Lord, the spirit of life came.
进到他们两里面。
And entered into them.
他们就复活了。
And they stood upon their feet.
他们就站起来了。
And they were risen.
并且听到天上有声音对他们说。
And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them.
上到这里来
Come up here.
他们就驾云上天了
And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
他们复活了
They are risen.
也被提了
And they were raptured.
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters.
提到被提
You mentioned about rapture.
不要说
Do not say.
两个见证人被提就是教会被提
These two witnesses when they are raptured that the whole church is raptured.
这跟教会没有关系
This has nothing to do with the church.
这两个人不在教会里头
These two witnesses are not in the church.
教会这个时候不在地上
That at this time the church is not on earth.
教会这个时候是在天上是在羔羊的婚庆里头
That at this time the church is in the air in the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
不过弟兄姊妹们，我点给你们留意一下。
Brothers and sisters, I pointed out for you to pay attention.
如果主张教会是多次被提的人，这里又是他们一处的根据。
That for those who have the interpretation that there are many raptures of the church, here is also another one of their foundations.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们一直读下来，我们如果把那些时间和那个事件分析的清楚，我们知道这个不是教会。
And again, if we read it according to the timeline carefully of the events and the timeline, we are clear that this is not the church.
那么提到这里的时候
，So when it mentions here,
我又要让弟兄姊妹们看到这里边的一些情形。
I also want brothers and sisters to see some of the situations here.
这两个见证人在那三年半里边传道。
These two witnesses was preaching in these 3.5 years.
他们不是只在犹大地传道。
They not only preached in the land of Judea.
也不是只在耶路撒冷里边传道。
Or in Jerusalem.
他是在全地都做这个见证。
But throughout the earth.
所以才有全地的人都因着他们这两个人说受了他们很多的苦。
And therefore, that's why it says for us that they were tormented by them.
但是他们被杀的时候呢
？But when they were killed,
这是在耶路撒冷。
They were killed in Jerusalem.
这怎么去看这件事情呢
？How can we look at this thing?
我们实在不能不敬拜我们的神。
We must worship our God.
那如果照着刚才我们从十六章和撒加利亚书上所提到的所引出来的那一个过程
Now if we look at the process as we mentioned previously from Zechariah and chapter 16 Revelation
这两个见证人被杀的时候
When these two witnesses were killed
是在耶路撒冷被围困已经有相当部分给攻破的那个日子
It is in the days when the city of Jerusalem was surrounded and attacked for quite a number of days already.
那么在这一个时候,
so at that time,
这两个见证人仍然是在那里传神的话。
These two witnesses were still there preaching the word of God.
尤其是
especially,
当耶路撒冷给攻陷了一部分以后,
when a part of Jerusalem was subdued,
他仍然是在那里传。
They were still there preaching.
甚至,
to a point,
这是我的推测哈,
that is my theory.
也许是, 也许不是,
maybe, maybe not.
但是可能是,
but it could be possible.
当然也可能不是,
of course, it's also maybe, possibly not.
这个时候,
at that time,
这样的见证人,
these two witnesses,
他们向着围攻耶路撒冷的军队和攻进耶路撒冷的那些, 军队还在那里宣讲神, 神的话。
They were still there preaching the word of God to the armies fighting there.
所以在这种情形的里头，他们才被杀了。
And so under that condition, they were killed.
那现在他们复活了。
And so now they are risen.
那这个复活，也就是我们的主他脚在橄榄山的时候了。
Now when they are risen, it is also at the time when our Lord set foot upon Mount Olives.
然后刚才主就先把他们两个人接去，然后就带同众圣徒一同下来。
And of course, our Lord firstreceive them before he descended with all the saints. So brothers and sisters, you can see that when they was raptured up, there was a great earthquake. And the tenth part of the city fell.
也就是刚才我们提到那个橄榄山分开两半的时候，这个耶路撒冷城也有了一个缺口。
And so also it was when I mentioned that when the Mount of Olives separated, there is this opening.
那以色列人全家得救就是在这一个时间。
And it is at this time that the whole house of Israel is saved.
那我们留意底下怎么说了。
Now we pay attention to what it says.
它那就是十三节的的下一半。
That's the end of verse 13.
因地震而死的有七千人，其余的都恐惧归荣耀给天上的神。
And in the earthquake was slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were afraid and gave glory to God of heaven.
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这是三年半的末了的时候的事。
This is at the end of the 3.5 years.
是主降临到地上的时候所发生的事。
It is the things that will take place when our Lord descends on earth.
那当然，以色列的渔民就得了拯救。
And of course, the remnant of Israel were saved.
那围攻耶路撒冷的那些军兵呢，也就是灭亡了。
And so then, the armies that surrounded and attacked Jerusalem, they would perish.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这里头有一句话是有好几个意思。但是你看哪一个意思是这里所表达的呢?
But brothers and sisters, there are some words here with many sides of meaning, so you decide which meaning it would express.
这里说到因地震而死的有七千人。
It says, in the earthquake was slain of men 7,000.
只有七千人?
Now only 7,000.
唐山中国那个唐山地震的死掉了十几万人。
And so when the great earthquake in China before, that over hundreds of thousands of people died.
前两年那个墨西哥的地震也死了好些，也不止七千人。
And previously in the great earthquake in Mexico, many died and over 7,000.
那时候那个地震只死了七千人。
And so now in this earthquake, only 7,000 died.
那个这个地震大概也不是太厉害的地震。
So then maybe this is not such a great earthquake after all.
那弟兄姊妹们你留意了。
My brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这话很有意思的。
These words are very meaningful.
如果你回到圣经原来的意思去看啊,
If you return to the original meaning of the Bible,
给我们看见七千这个数字,
it shows us that this number of 7,000.
你可以说是七千人,
you can say 7,000 people.
但是你也可以说是不止七千人。
You can also say it is not only 7,000 people.
因为怎么说呢?
How do you explain that?
用什么你留意?
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. In the original meaning.
这些英文的圣经上面也都是直接翻出来，都给我们碰到那个点。
That in the English translations, it translates it directly so we can touch upon that point.
有七千个名字的人都死掉了。
There are 7,000 people who died. 7,000 names, people who have names of 7,000 who died.
弟兄们，你看这个话讨厌不讨厌
？Brothers and sisters, do you find those words?
究竟是七千个人
？Is it 7,000 people?
还是有七千个名字，如果叫那个名字的人都死，都要死掉。
And so, does it mean that the names of 7,000 who died, or those 7,000 who had that name that died?
弟兄姊妹，这个的确是很有意思的。
Brothers and sisters, that is very meaningful.
我个人是倾向。
My personal inclination is,
在那一个时候
at that time,
有七千个名字。
There are 7,000 names.
凡是叫这七千个名字的人都在这个范围里头。
That all those with this name, is in this circle.
哦，那就是很多人了。
And so that is a lot of people.
很多很多人了。
Many, many people.
当然如果你从灵异上面去看七千也是一个 很大的数字。
And of course you look at it from a spiritualized way, 7,000 is also a great number.
因为这个七就是神做工的完全。
Because this number 7 is the completion of God's work.
是在神的做工的那个完成的那个范围里头。
And so it is in the boundary of the completion of God's work.
那定规了要灭亡的人就灭亡了。
And so those who are deemed to be perished would perish.
这个也是一个很大的事情。
So that's also a very great matter.
不过弟兄姊妹你看。
But brothers and sisters, you see.
这样来 说明那一次的事情。
When it tells us of that matter in this way.
那这是什么呢
?What is that?
弟兄姊妹不能不留意，这七千人是在这一个倒塌的城的范围里。
You must pay attention. These 7,000 are in this boundary of this fallen city.
也就是在耶路撒冷这个范围里。
It is in this boundary of Jerusalem.
那么，这一个范围里边，那个时候的是什么人呢
？And so, who are those in the boundary of the city at that time?
以色列人剩下的不多了。
There are not many Israelites left.
涌进耶路撒冷的都是列国的军队。
But there are many who have come into the Jerusalem, the nations, the armies of the nations.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，我们可以留意到。
So brothers and sisters, who can pay attention?
这里面所发生的事情。
What happens here?
是发生在那个围攻耶路撒冷的那些军兵的身上
happens upon those armies that would surround and attack Jerusalem
然后弟兄姊妹就看到另一面的事
and then brothers and sisters you see another side of this
他说其余的
the remnant
都恐惧归荣耀给天上的神
were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven
那弟兄姊妹你注意了
brothers and sisters pay attention
那其余的
now the remnant
其余的是什么人
who are the remnant
其余的就是那些没有战死的以色列人
the remnant are those Israelites that did not die in battle
因着我们的主到了家他脚在橄榄山和蒙拯救的那些人
The remnant are those when our Lord set foot on Mount Olivet and those who were saved.
他们那个时候真的是看见。
At that time they truly see.
原来我们祖宗所杀害的神的儿子耶稣。
That is our forefathers and the Jesus whom they killed.
也是我们一直所拒绝的那一位耶稣。
It is also the Jesus whom we have always rejected.
果然是我们
Indeed, he is our salvation. Indeed, he is the Son of God. So at that time, they repented. That also returns us to the book of Zechariah when the whole household of Israel was repentant. Because the deliverance of the Lord has been manifested. That the house of David was there. Let us turn to Zechariah. Chapter 12.
从第十节开始到末了的那一段。
Starting from verse 10.
那就是开头就是说到神的拯救。
And so at the beginning, it tells us of the deliverance of God.
然后十一节开始你看。
And then from verse 11, you can see.
那是耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，如米基多平原在哈达临门的悲哀。井内一家一家的都必悲哀，大卫家男的独在一处，女的独在一处，拿单家男的独在一处，女的独在一处，利未家男的独在一处，女的独在一处，示每家男的独在一处，女的独在一处，其余的各家男的独在一处，女的独在一处。
And so from verse 11 to verse 14 that they were all separated apart.
独在一处干什么呢？
Why were they apart?
大大的悲哀。
Because there is great mourning.
为什么大大的悲哀呢？
Why would there be a great mourning?
我们留意第十节了。
Now, verse 10.
我必将那世人叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀，如丧独生子，又为我愁苦，如丧长子。
And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his own son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn.
这就是以色列人全家得救的那个经历。
And that is the experience of the household of Israel being saved.
这一个经历乃是看见主他早在橄榄山上成为他们的拯救这个事实来显明的。
This experience is manifested with the fact when they see our Lord set foot on the Mount Olivet.
所以在启示录这里边你就看到很明显的记下了一笔。
So here you can see very evidently Revelation records that for us.
其余的都恐惧归荣耀给天上的神。
And the remnant were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven.
这个其余的你看到
You can see this remnant
就是以色列剩下的传家
That is what is left of the household of Israel
那从另一面我们也看到
And on the other hand we can see
到了那个大灾难的末期
At the end of the great tribulation
人的心仍然是那样刚硬的对着神
Man's heart is still so hardened toward God
只有以色列的剩下的那一批人
Only the remnant of Israel
他们苏醒
They were awakened
从什么地方我们看到这个事实呢
From where can we see that fact
请弟兄姊妹再翻回十六章
Brothers and sisters also return back to Revelation chapter 16
就是最末了的时候
At the end
你看到那第七个碗倒了下来以后
You can see after the seven bowls were poured out
到了最末后的时候
At the end
你留意最十六章的最末了的那一节的下半节
If you pay attention to the last half of the last verse of chapter 16
第七个碗已经完成了
This is after the seventh bowl was poured out
你留意
You pay attention
为着包子的灾极大人就亵渎神
And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail
你看到三年半的末了
You can see the end of the 3.5 years
人还是那样的顶撞神
Man is still there opposing God
人还是那里的敌对神
And they're still there rejecting God
因此弟兄说你就很清楚地看见
So brothers and sisters, clearly you can see
在城里所剩下的那些人
Those who are left in the city
只可能是撒加利亚书所说的犹大的以色列的渔民
It is as Zechariah says It is only the remnant of Israel
他们那是全家归主
That the whole household returned toward God
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是大灾难的一般的情形
That is the general situation of the great tribulation
在大灾难的过程的里边
In the process of the great tribulation
神在那里继续做工让人来回转
God continues to work there so man will repent
但是人的心仍旧向神刚硬。
But yet man's heart is still hardened toward God.
拒绝神。
To reject God.
拒绝神的见证。
To reject the witnesses of God.
但是神。
But God.
显明他公义的追讨。
Manifests the judge, his righteous judgment.
以色列人蒙了拯救。
And so the Israelites were saved.
他们心里的刚硬就软下来。
The hardness of their hearts were softened.
他们就转回归向神，承认神。
They repented, returned, and acknowledged God.
归荣耀给神。
And gave glory to God.
这是很在大灾难还没有开始以前。
Now this is before the great tribulation.
神在天上把这个意象给约翰看见。
God gave this vision in heaven to show John.
也让约翰知道。
So that John would know.
为什么大灾难是那样的严重？
Why would the great tribulation be so severe?
因为地上向神的抵挡已经到了尽头了。
Because the opposition of earth toward God is till the end.
也到了那个极处了。
It is to the utmost.
所以神不能不追讨。
So God must pursue.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到神在大灾难开始以前，先在意象中把大灾难的一些一般的情形来说明。
We can see that God clarifies to us the general situation of the Great Tribulation before it begins.
叫我们能稍微知道。
So that we would have an idea.
人是怎样的拒绝神的怜悯。
How man would reject the mercy of God.
而神的忍耐又是如何的一直在那里等待。
And that God would wait there patiently.
终景我们看到。
At the end we will see.
心里面有比较清新稍微清新一点的。
For those who are a little bit more pure in heart,
他们就看见神的作为。
They will see the work of God.
如果心里面还是给第一个印的那个时候所做的事情来迷糊的。
But those who are still confused and dimmed by the work of the first seal,
他们就刚硬到底。
They will be hardened till the end.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
这是神老早就知道。
God knows this long ago.
神也一而再再而三的给人留下机会。
Repeatedly, God has given man chances.
但人要向神刚硬。
But if man is hardened toward God,
神就有心无力了。
Then God cannot do anything.
神只能执行。
He can only execute his judgment.
我想我们今天晚上看这一就看到这吧。
I think we'll end here tonight.
因为接下去要看第七号啊，就要很多话要说了。
Because if we are going into the seventh.Trumpet, there are many words to share.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
下礼拜我们才看吹第七号所发生的事。
Next week we'll see the matters concerning the seventh trumpet.
不过在结束以前。
But before I end,
我也得让弟兄姊妹留意那一个节。
I also want brothers and sisters to pay attention to that.
第二样灾祸已经过了。
Behold, the second woe is past.
第三样灾难。第三个让灾祸就要来了。
The third woe will come quickly.
神说出这样的一句话。
When God says these words,
什么原因？
For what reason?
叫人不要再愚昧下去。
So that man would not no longer be foolish.
我想这些话不单单是对大灾难时候的人有益处。
I don't think that these words are only beneficial to those who are in the great tribulation.
对我们今天预备建筑的人也是有一点的提醒的效用。
But also for us who are preparing to meet our Lord, it would have some use to remind us.
那就是说主的时间越来越近了。
That is to say, the time of our Lord is closer and closer.
不抓紧时间来追求。
If we do not grab hold of the time to finish the heart of God,
就像那个天使所说的，不再有时日了。
Just as the angel has mentioned, that time shall be no more.
但主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们交通就停在这里。
We are now sharing here.